Let's run over to our book of the year, seems to be, the book of Joshua. We're still focused on Joshua. Remember, our whole theme this year is what? The courage to what? Continue, amen. There's a lot of things. The devil wants us to quit, to throw our hands up, say, I'm done, I'm finished, I'm not going another step farther. But the Bible tells us to be courageous, amen, and be of good courage. Let's go to Joshua chapter number 12, and we're going to read verse number 7 and verse number 8. I want you to hit them as I'll stand. We're going to read, pray, and see what the Master has for supper tonight. Hallelujah. That's Joshua chapter number 12 and verse number 7. Joshua 12, verse number 7. And the Bible says this, and these are the kings of the country which Joshua and the children of Israel smote on this side Jordan, on the west from Baal Gad in the valley of Lebanon, even unto the Mount Halak that goeth up to Seir, which Joshua gave unto the tribes of Israel for possession according to their divisions. In the mountains, and in the valleys, and in the plains, and in the springs, and in the wilderness, and in the south country, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. We're going to talk tonight on this little thought, your enemy can be beat. Hallelujah. Your enemy can be beat. Father, I pray for the help of the Holy Ghost. I pray, God, to clear my mind and my thoughts. I pray, God, to give me liberty to preach your word to the precious souls that gather here tonight. I pray, God, to move among us. I pray, God, to tap on our hearts. I pray, God, to nudge us. I pray, God, to give us liberty and freedom of the Lord to hear, but also to apply the word of God tonight. I pray, God, to help somebody tonight that's struggling. I got to help somebody who's discouraged and defeated in their mind and their spirit. I pray, God, to combine with some spiritual energy. I pray, God, to energy us and give us that to go on a little bit farther. But that God will praise your sweet name. I bless all those who are watching your services and those that will watch later. And for that God will thank you too, Father. We need your help tonight. If you don't show up, well, we might as well stay at the house. But I believe God you're going to show up. Why? Because we have asked you to. And for that God we're going to shout hallelujah. Well, that's it for now, Father. And I left anything out? Yes, sir. Meet that need as well. For it's in your son's name we pray. Not a weak Jesus, but mighty Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe see him. Your enemy can be defeated. We have a real live enemy, and sometimes that old devil tells us that we cannot beat our particular enemy. And what I'm referring to is not so much the enemy on the outside, but the enemy that's on the inside. So a lot of times we feel like, well, if it wasn't for those people, then my life could be so great. It could be so wonderful if it wasn't for those individuals. But oftentimes, my friends, not so much the individuals, but how you and I are dealing with what's happening around us through the power of the Spirit of God. In other words, we need to die to ourselves and ask the Spirit of God to rise up on the inside of us and give us the strength to be able to combat that which is coming toward us to attack us and to defeat us. Now remember, just a refresher, Canaan land is a type of the Christian life. It's not a type of heaven, but a type of the Christian life. They have come from out of the wilderness. They've entered into Canaan. And while they're in Canaan, they've got a lot of milk and honey and all that other kind of good stuff. But they got some battles to fight. When you and I got saved, we have some battles that we got to fight. It ain't like all of a sudden, my dear friends, you walk around with it. We, some of us think we are, but we walk around with a halo over our head and we glowing. Some are glowing, but we're glowing out of anger, but not out of our angelicness. Amen. That's a word. But nonetheless, my dear friends, we still can beat our particular enemy that we face from day to day. Now, we've already talked about in the first part of this chapter how Moses had to help them to have victory before they came into Canaan. Before you get saved, before you move into Canaan, there's certain things you've got to battle. But then once you get into Canaan, there's some things that you've got to battle. And what we're doing right now in this verse is going over the many battles that the children of God or children of Israel have already won. Now, the first thing we want to look at, my dear friends, is how Joshua, in verse number 7, Joshua is a picture of Jesus Christ. Now, if Joshua is a picture of Jesus Christ, that means that the children of Israel are what? A picture of the Christian. Now remember, it's Joshua that led them to victory in Canaan. So that means it is Jesus that will lead us to victory in this Christian life. If we are going to win, if you and I are going to overcome, if we are going to be victorious, we've got to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our leader. And sometimes when our leader tells us certain things to do, sometimes that flesh doesn't want to go in that direction. But when you recognize who the commandments or the directions are coming from and realizing this is somebody that knows exactly how to win. So if he knows exactly how to win, then it's okay. Simply follow the leader. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And you and I can have victory, not sometimes, but I'm glad to report to you tonight that we can have victory all the time. Amen. Somebody say, you got Bible for that? Sure I do. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 4. See, I wouldn't have told y'all that if I didn't believe that. Listen to what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 14. Look what the Bible says here. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 14. And watch what the Bible says. The Bible says that Paul tells the church this. He says, now, thanks be unto God. Gratitude unto God. Which, here it is, always. And that word always means at all times. So, we're giving thanks unto God, which always, or at all times, causeth us to what? Triumph in Christ. We've read this verse before. And those words, causeth us to triumph, means to conquer. And that is the present participle, which means to continuously conquer. So the Bible says that Paul says we're giving thanks or gratitude unto God, which always, at all times, he calls us to be able to triumph or to conquer by or through the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but that's great news. That means, my dear friends, no matter what you and I face, we can win all the time. We don't have to lose. Now, preacher, do we ever lose? Yes, we do. But when we do lose, it's not God's fault. If we do lose, my dear friends, it's not the Holy Ghost's fault. When we do lose, my friends, you count it down. Oftentimes, it's because we've not followed the clear directions that God has given us. And then we wonder, why am I losing? Why am I losing? He said, the Bible says, at all times, he calls us to triumph, to conquest. In other words, to win. But you've got to follow his directions. It's like going to the doctor. When Brother Russell, when he's a nurse and when he is helping somebody that has certain health issues, he's already been given directions. He's already going to school, read all this different stuff on how this can be taken care of, how this can be cured, how this can be a cause to be healing and take place. But now once he gives out the instructions to the patient, it's up to the patient to follow those instructions. They may have the medication, but not take it consistently. You know what I just said? Consistently. Because sometimes, let's be honest, sometimes when I said, do you take your medicine today? Man, I didn't take it today. Well, I was just, hold on. For it to work consistently, we have to take it consistently. If not, for example, if I don't take my blood pressure medicine on a daily basis, then my blood pressure is going to be jacked up. What do you mean jacked up? Just like I said, jacked up and jacked down. Why? Because I'm not taking my medicine consistently. But if I take my blood pressure medicine consistently, hey, you can check my blood pressure and it'll be the same thing every single time. The same thing every single time. But if not, ooh, my head, ooh, this. It's the same thing when it comes to God. When God shows us what to do, and if we do that on a daily basis, just like God says, my dear friends, then you and I will have the strength, we will have the power, and we'll begin to have those victories that we long to have. Now, I got to hurry up. Now, I want to get into the heart of this thing. Flip back over now to Joshua. I want to show you two things, two things and a question, and we're done. We can go ahead and get some fruit. Now watch this. The first thing we see is the places that they conquered. Now remember, these are pictures for us as Christians. The first thing we see is the places they conquered. Look at verse number 8. The Bible says this. In the mountains and in the valleys in the plains, in the springs, in the wilderness, and in the south country. All these places, Israel experienced victory. What that tells me as a picture is that no matter what mountains I face, I can win. No matter what valleys I may go through, I can win. No matter what wilderness or place where I might feel isolated or all by myself, I can win. And I'm going to win, my friends, as I follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he's going to lead me to that place of victory. So whatever place that you might be in tonight, God can give you victory. All you got to do, my dear friends, is listen to his voice and follow his instructions. But now, once you start winning the victory, don't stop doing what you were doing to get to where you got to. Because sometimes we'll stop. And then we'll, man, how in the world did I get here? When I was talking to my friend here that delivered all the stuff to us, Brother Ferguson. Part of his testimony, which he'll give out, is the fact that when he got away from God, he said, it didn't happen all at once. Now, I'm going to tell you exactly what he told me. He said, what I did, preacher, this one for say, he said, what I did was I missed a Wednesday night service. He said, that's where it started. Now, you might see some people think, well, it's no big thing if I miss a midweek service or I miss an evening service or I miss. Well, see, it's one thing when you miss because of sickness. But when you miss, let's just be straight up. Can I be straight with y'all tonight? But when we miss because we're just lazy. If you think God going to come by and start blessing on you, you're crazy. He going to come by and whip somebody's behind. What he going to do, my friend? Not to hurt you, but to help you. And what he told me is that I missed one Wednesday service. And when I missed that one Wednesday service, it led me to a place of being out of church altogether. The next thing you know, I'm addicted to pain medication. And then the next thing you know, my dear friends, he's up here at the RU program. But before he got there, though, there was a lot of hurt before all that. A lot of folks got hurt before all that. But where did it start, preacher? With missing one Wednesday service. And see, we think, well, it don't matter. Where the Bible? The Bible says we got to meet on Wednesday or Tuesday or whatever midweek. I'm going to tell you what it does say. Forsake not the assembling yourselves together. When you are part of a local assembly, when that local assembly is assembling, that means that you're supposed to be there. Amen. I mean, hey, I like sports like just as good as anybody else. But if I'm at the house watching TV, my dear friends, when I'm supposed to be at the place of worship, then guess what? I'm going to start missing, my friends, my spiritual food, and I'm going to find myself, my friends, spiritually anemic, and I'm going to wonder what happened to me. He said, it started with just that. We got folks who used to come here every Tuesday night. Can't find them. Can't find them with a search warrant. They're missing. And I'm going to tell you what happens. Listen, sometimes people think, well, I can't read nobody in mind. But listen, one plus one is what? It's always going to be two. No matter how you want to look at it, it's always going to be two. So it's the same thing, my dear friends. When we start doing certain things, this is what's going to eventually start to take place. What happens is this. We start missing that spiritually, we're not where we used to be at. At one time, hungry for God. Hungry for Him. But we start missing this, missing a little Bible study, missing a little prayer time, missing a little bit over here. Now, I ain't say we miss everything altogether, but we're missing our meals. We're missing those things that we need to be doing. And all of a sudden, my friends, we'll find ourselves in an area spiritually that we never thought we'd ever get to. Listen, if I start missing, y'all come by and see me in a month if I miss a church in a month. Y'all be like, I can't believe that preacher. How y'all gonna get? So, preacher, I'm telling you, I got, feel that right there. What's that? Feel that. What is that? Hair. It's hair, it's flesh, it's skin, and what's that hard thing right there? Bone. Just like y'all. If I don't get my food, y'all if I don't get my stuff, I'm gonna be hurting spiritually. But my friends, the Bible tells us, he shows us that we can win in these areas all the time if we follow our Savior, Jesus Christ. So whether we're in the mountain, whether we're in the valley, whether we're in the wilderness, no matter where you are, my friends, you can win if you follow the Lord Jesus Christ. So we see first the place. Then secondly, we see the people conquered in Canaan. 31 kings were defeated here. And then listen, from verses 9 through verse number 23, all these are the names of the kings that they defeated in Canaan, okay, in the promised land. 31 kings that they defeated. But I want you to notice something. What it says in verse number 8, the latter part, it tells you about these people, not so much the individual kings, but the people, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. That's just interesting. Guess what? All of these people represent something different. When you study about the Hittites, you'll find that the Hittites were aggressive people. They were known for their aggressiveness. But you know what? Even though they were known for their aggressiveness, guess what? They were able to conquer those Hittites. I thought to myself, some of us have areas in our life, you got it, of aggressiveness. I ain't talking about nobody else. I'm talking about us. I'm talking about, this is with us right now. But guess what? Maybe you're aggressive. You're just aggressive. Too aggressive. Well, you know what? God can help you and I overcome our aggressiveness. I used to joke around with Jolene when she would wash the kids' face. They were little. I'm like, baby, you gonna chill the kids. I mean, because she would take the washcloth, she'd just be like, you know, like, I mean, she would rip his face off. I'm like, man, if I was the kid, I'd be running. No, mama, no. I mean, but and she just aggressive. You know, just this is preacher's material. But you know what? The Lord can help you overcome that aggressiveness. I looked next and I saw we had the Amorites. The Amorites were known for being tall ones or being fierce. As a matter of fact, one of their relatives was, and I can't probably pronounce his name correctly, but it's called Hammurabi, something like that. Yeah. Say it again. Hammurabi. Say it again. Hammurabi. Study him out. Okay. He defeated a lot of folks. He was a fierce guy. Matter of fact, one of the early laws they found was written by him. Okay. And incorporates a lot of different things. I went by all that in school, you know. But they're known for being tall and fierce. I thought to myself, there's certain things in our Christian life that we got to face that's tall. It's fierce. In other words, it's a huge problem. It's a big problem. But no matter how big that problem is, guess what? God can help you defeat that problem in your Christian life. I began to look a little bit further. And I saw about the Canaanites. The Canaanites, they were just all over the place, man. They worshiped various gods, all types of gods. But a lot of their worship had to do with things that were lewd. Had to do with, they would have those prostitutes. They'll be in the temples and a lot of sexual things, all this kind of stuff. Now, let me think about this. A person may have a sexual problem, but we've got a God that knows how to help you with that sexual problem that you're facing. My dear friend, it don't matter what it is. As I began to look a little bit further, and I saw they were talking about the Perizzites. Now, the Perizzites, we don't know much about them. They have an unknown origin. And I thought to myself, there are certain things in our Christian life that we'll face that have been unknown. We don't know much about it. We hadn't faced it before. Some things you'll face in your Christian life, you never thought you'd ever face. But whatever that thing is, my dear friends, we've got a God that will help us to overcome that. As I began to read a little bit farther, and I mentioned about the Hivites. The Hivites were known for their diplomacy, but also for their impulsiveness and their overconfidence. Now, I know we don't face that, do we? But I thought about diplomacy. Diplomacy, I mean, we're going to talk, you're going to think about it. You know, have you ever just thought about sin? You know, well, why don't I justify it? Well, I mean, this is like a big sin. this is a small compared to, you know. You know, it's like your kids, you know. I don't know about some of y'all. I know some of y'all still got, y'all still growing. But those of us that have older kids, a lot of times you be telling them to do something. I'm getting on by doing something. They say, well, at least I ain't a gangbanger. What they got to do is just clean up your room. Well, at least I ain't, you know, doing this. At least I ain't. Yeah, but you ain't doing this. Or you are doing this. But it's like we kind of diplomacy. I mean, we justify. We try to. We have our own scale, you know. And it's like, well, that's really messed up. This is really messed up. What I'm doing is like way down here. Diplomacy. But then also remember, I said they're also known for their impulsiveness. You have any impulsive areas in your life? Just impulse, you know. See, Jolene don't have an impulsive thing. And we go shopping. So I learned shopping for her, just shopping. We looking. I mean, she'll look at stuff for months before she even buys it. Then she buys it, she still might take it back. Me? I go in there, I'll be like, I like that. I take one of these right here. When we look around, I'll just what I want. Now, sometimes that's a good thing and sometimes that's a bad thing. You know, so I have to, we balance each other out. You know, she balances me out. But nonetheless, an impulsiveness. All right, but then also, they were not only impulsive, but they were overconfident. Nothing wrong with confidence, but you get overconfidence, you may find yourself in a world of hurt. You know, I don't know if we got any Heat fans in here, but I don't mean no harm. But the Miami Heat, you know, when they all got together, you know, they got there and they was, you know, 3, 4, 5, and we're going to win all these rings, you know. 2. And they lost 2. They're 2-2, you know. I mean, in this last one, man, I mean, they got demolished. I mean, they got whooped. I mean, just straight up whooped. They admit they got whooped. When you're losing by 15 or 20 points, you get whooped, man. That's just, I mean, you're just like a little puppy with his tail between legs. He just, and I get whooped. But you know what? Sometimes we become overconfident. And certain things, you know, I got this, I got that. I ain't got to practice this or like, you know, if I'm teaching Sunday school, I got this, I know this lesson. Then you get there in class and then somebody asks you a question, you're like, I mean, I don't know what's going on here. But God can help us overcome that overconfidence. And then the last one I saw here was the Jebusites. The Jebusites were warlike people. They were known for their warlike character. When you think about warlike character, that's somebody who always want to fight. You know. Sometimes we joke around, I'm fighting Baptists. You know. But sometimes we have that warlike character. We just want to fight. You know what I mean? Somebody just looking, what? Calm down, man. I mean, don't be always want to fight or always, well, I know what you meant by this. I know what you really mean. I mean what I just said. No, what you really mean is this. You know. Ready to fight. War. I mean, listen. Lord help us. But for me, there's some homes that I would literally run away from if I lived there. I would. And not because I ain't got no food, but I don't like all that. I don't like all the fussing and fighting and I don't like all that yelling and screaming and you this and you that. And will you listen? And all the words be flying out your mouth and she is sitting in the corner, they crying and stuff. And I mean, no. I won't. Peace, wonderful peace. I mean, that's what I want, man. I don't want all that turmoil. I mean, good night. Who wants to live in? I mean, I got friends I grew up with. That's how they grew up. I would hit my friend next door, him and his mama, going at it every Saturday morning. She called his name out. She said, get down here and watch these blank and blank. This is blank and blank, blank. You blank, 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 blank. Beep, beep, blank, blank, beep, beep, blank. And this will blow your mind. He come downstairs with blank, blank, blank. I'm like, woo. He cussing too. Man, if I told my mom one little word, like, oh, no. My mom would kill me. Y'all never seen me. Never knew I existed. I would never be here, you know. But I mean, but sometimes we have that warlike. Do you know if you have a warlike character that's always going to fight? We've got a God that knows how to help us to overcome that. And I got many verses I could be giving you about anger and all that kind of stuff. But I just want you to understand, you may have a warlike character, but God can help you to overcome that. And you can have a sweet place of peace in your soul and in your spirit. Look what he goes on to say. He says, in the mountains and in the valleys and the plains and the springs and the wilderness and the south country, the Hittites, the Amorites, and the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and all the other sites. They whooped them. But it was all through the power of God Almighty. So what that tells me is this. It doesn't matter what you and I face. God can give us the power to overcome that. You've heard my testimony many times. You know, the cocaine, all that kind of stuff. But God brought deliverance. I mean, I could stop for a little while, but it was God that brought deliverance. And the times I went back, it was because I was not listening to Him. I was not following Him. I was following myself. When you follow yourself, you'll get yourself in the trouble. And as they come to the conclusion of chapter number 12 and list all the different kings that he defeated, verse 24 says this, and the king of Tirzah won. All the kings, 31. They defeated 31 kings. That tells me something. Even though you've gotten saved, you've got many kings that you've got to fight in this Christian life. But no matter who the king is, no matter what his background is in your life, your spiritual life, God can help you to overcome that particular king. And I want to end with this. We see the places conquered, the people conquered. And lastly, I have the probing question. Here's our probing question. Number one. Are you overcoming in these places? The big mountains you face, the low places that you face, are you overcoming in these places? The second question is this. Are you overcoming these people or areas in your character? In your character, that when you say, I was born this way, are you overcoming in those particular areas? And the last one is a simpler statement. That statement is this. Are you truly following your Joshua or Jesus? Are you truly following Jesus? If you follow Jesus, He's not going to lead you in a ditch. If you follow Jesus, He's not going to lead you into a place of defeat. But if you follow Jesus, you'll find yourself in a place of victory. And all of us battle all types of things every single day. Every day. I mean, there are times I mind my own business, and then the devil comes by and he starts saying stuff in my head and in my ear. And I don't want to hear what he's got to say. You know, but then sometimes that flesh just listens to what he has to say. And next thing you know, I'm like, you know, man, well, you know. But thank God for the Holy Spirit. Because I know this, it's going to pass. It's going to pass. This is going to pass. It's not going to stay this way. I'll just fight through it, you know, whatever. Do what I do. I listen to Curtis Hutton or somebody else preaching or whatever the case might be. And then I'll be okay. Or I'll run to the gym and I'll lift 500 pounds. No, not 500 pounds. But my point is this. God will help you get through it, though. But you and I have to follow His instructions. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to be winning in this thing. I don't want to be losing. I want to be winning. And if we're going to win, then we've got to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Because He will lead us to victory. What are you talking about, preacher? Simply this. Your enemy that you're facing can be beat. But if your aim is going to be beat, you've got to follow Jesus. You've got to. Father, thank you for your many wonderful blessings. And I've done my best just to share these few thoughts on these verses tonight. But I pray, God, if nothing else, we get this one thing clear. We can beat our enemy. We can win. We can have victory. And the Bible teaches us that we can triumph at all times, but it's all by Christ. So, Father, I pray, God, that some folks will come talk to you tonight. And they say, Lord, give me some extra strength and some extra courage, some extra power to face what I've got to face today. I'm facing some hard things. Folks mentioned in the prayer time, wisdom and direction and knowledge in these areas. And I pray and ask God, they come to you and say, Lord, you show me what to do. You tell me exactly what to do, Father, and help me to follow you. I might not know the whole scope of the whole plan, but at least give me that part, God, you want me to do right now. And for that, Father, we'll thank you. I pray, God, you give us strength, give us peace, give us victory. I pray, God, you help each of us in that particular area of our life that we need to have your help. And I pray, God, we'd not be afraid to come talk to you about these matters. But I pray, God, we'd come, Lord, and listen to what you've got to say. And then perhaps, God, that some folks will come tonight and say, thank you, Lord, for helping me. Thank you, Lord, for showing me that I can have victory. Father, I pray they come. Then whatever else, maybe I didn't mention anything in my message, but they won't talk about something else. It had nothing to do with the message. I pray, God, they come. That's it for now, Father. Help us, Father, as we come and pray. For it's in Christ's name we ask, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. Perhaps you want to come talk to the Lord for a few moments. And let's come talk to Him. Let's all stand. Let's turn to page 200, the white hymnal. And I think the song is appropriate. The song says, without Him, I could do nothing. But with him, I shall be victorious. Page 200 in the white hymn.
Without him, I could do nothing. Without him, I'd sure be failing.